Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
And we start the Splash for Tuesday, October 27th with the Arizona Cardinals. A little thinner in the running back room. As we learned yesterday, Kenyon Drake expected to miss a few weeks after suffering an ankle injury in Sunday night's win over the Seattle Seahawks. Adam Schefter of ESPN was the first to report that the team is treating it like a high ankle sprain. Drake wasn't the only Cardinal not to finish the game. Linebacker Isaiah Irving was carted off and, according to reports, could be out for the year with a back injury. Linebacker Jordan Hicks left. That's been diagnosed as an ankle injury. Defensive lineman Zach Allen, Jordan Phillips also did not finish that game. Maybe it's a good thing the Cardinals have a bye week this week before hosting the Miami Dolphins a week from Sunday.
Yeah, I think physically and emotionally, this bye week's coming at a good time. I think playing a couple of primetime games in a row in the span of 7 days or whatever it was, I think this team would have been ripe to lose. It'd be hard to come down from what they just went through. So I think this bye week couldn't have been better.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly build a compelling case for that.
But then again, the Seahawks had 2 weeks, 14 days to prepare. The Cardinals had 6 days for the game, and the Cardinals were a fresher team at the end. So go figure.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Nothing makes sense in 2020.
No.
Week 7 wrapped up last night in L.A. Rams stifled the Chicago Bears 24-10. Jared Goff, 2 touchdown passes. Rams defense held Chicago's offense without a touchdown. Their only touchdown was a defensive score by Eddie Jackson. That was not much of a game. But I will say this. Kudos to Gerald Everett. I completely sold out my fantasy team for a win yesterday, Ben.
You did?
I mismanaged my roster so bad last week. I had some players on bye.
Okay.
So before the Thursday night game, Justin Tucker is my kicker. I had him on a bye, so I picked up Graham Gano. I mistakenly assumed that once I picked him up, he would automatically go into the starting rotation spot.
Oh, and
he
that didn't,
so he was on the bench, so I had to pick up another. So I have 3 kickers on my roster.
Oh, that's good.
And the only player I had left, trailing Doug Franz by like 10 points, 9 points going into last night, was Tyler Higbee. Then I get the notification, he's not going to play.
Uh-huh.
So I have to roll the dice and pick a tight end from last night's game, Cole Kmet or Gerald Everett. I picked Everett, and he scored a touchdown and won the game for me.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, thank goodness you didn't lose to Franz.
Take that, Franz.
That's good. Good. Well done, Vinny.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers have officially signed wide receiver Antonio Brown. He's not eligible to practice until after the Bucs Week 8 game against the Giants. Tampa Bay also announced that receiver Chris Godwin, having surgery for a broken finger, he's out Monday night against New York. Dez Bryant is now a member of the Baltimore Ravens practice squad.
Interesting.
He's back in the NFL. That happened just minutes before the show started.
It did, and he was very emotional on Twitter. He said he was crying, tears of joy, getting back into the NFL. That's an interesting fit. I don't know how much talent or wheels he has left. But he can be a big physical receiver.
He can be. It's been a long time since he's been that, though.
Yeah,
due to injury and other factors. World Series Game 6 on tap tonight in Arlington. The Dodgers on the doorstep of their first championship since 1988. L.A. is sending Tony Gonsolin to the mound against Tampa Bay's Blake Snell. Interesting to note, in this series, the Dodgers have won all the odd-numbered games.
Mm-hmm.
The Rays have taken all the evens. Tonight's an even. First pitch, 5:08.
This really, really needs to go to 7 games. We really need Dodgers fans, and we've got some Dodgers fans who are very loyal listeners, and I wish you no anxiety. I really don't. But I really do, actually.
Yeah. This
because
is not about
Dodgers.
You. This is about us.
Because it's really not about you. It's much, much bigger than that. So the way that the Rays won Game 4, is that right? Yes. Was so unbelievably satisfying because it came against the Dodgers. One more night of something like that, and I'm good. I won't even care if the Dodgers win it. If we can get one more moment like that.
How dare you say that? You can't. It's got to go to 7 because that means the Dodgers still have a chance to lose.
Last time I mentioned the Dodgers winning a championship, one of our most loyal listeners tweeted a picture of him with a gun pretending to shoot it at me. Yeah, right?
5:08 first pitch. You can hear it on ESPN 620 AM beginning with pregame coverage at 4:30. We'll then join that game in progress here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station at 6 following the conclusion of Burns and Gambo. And ESPN had an attempt, that they were attempting to operate a bubble situation for college basketball in Walt Disney World in Orlando. They've canceled all the events due to many schools' concerns over the health and safety protocols required to participate. That was reported by The Athletic yesterday. Eight non-conference tournaments, the Champions Classic, Charleston Classic, Myrtle Beach Invitational, NIT Season Tip-Off, Wooden Legacy, Orlando Invitational, Jimmy V Classic, and Diamond Head Classic, all moving to Orlando. That whole thing is being scrapped. That's a big blow to college basketball.
Yeah, it really, really is.
There you go. There is your splash.